Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And for today's episode, I have an amazing special guest, Elise Smith. I've had the opportunity to work with Elise for, I feel like it's been forever, but it's actually been a very short period of time in our programs. And she's a superstar. She's a mini, like, just reminds me of myself when I was first starting out. Fast action taker, gets it done, no excuses. And we're going to talk today about how to be socially awesome. So welcome, Elise. We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be on here because I found you through your podcast. This is how I found you.
Really?
And now I'm on the podcast. So I am overjoyed today. Yes, you were my gym partner before you knew you were my gym partner.
That is so cool. See, that's what's so powerful about these tools and resources and the content you're putting on social, which we're going to talk about. You never know who's going to see it or watch it, or you know, in the right timing in their life, they're going to reach out to you, but you got to show up. So let's talk about your backstory, like where you came from. Were you in corporate? How did you become an entrepreneur? Like, tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah. So I did social media marketing, digital marketing, all things online marketing, you could say, for the largest franchise of Domino's Pizza in the US. So I did that for, I worked for them for about 5 years. I was in that type of role for about 4 years. And I learned a lot through the process. I was also in network marketing. So I was learning how to grow my own audience and comparing the two between a personal brand and such a large global brand. Yeah. But I am a special needs mom. I'm actually mom of three. One of my children has special needs, which is why you'll notice the difference in the spelling of my company brand, because we really thrive here on being authentic. We, when we found out Kaden was diagnosed with autism, we really felt almost like a relief, because I had known as a mother that something had been going on. And I stepped into this role of trusting my gut. That was probably the first time in my life that I remember going, I was right. My gut was right. Like, I knew something was going on. So I really started to step into that role, getting him the help that he needed. And I think that made me stronger as a person. Then fast forward 2.5 years, and I was in my role in corporate. And I realized that it was just too difficult. I was having to choose between healthcare for him and my job because of schedules. I couldn't blame my company because they've got a business to run. But I also needed to do what was best for my child. We needed both incomes. So I said, I need to trust my gut here and figure out something I can be at home. My network marketing at the time wasn't making what I needed it to make. So I said, you know what, I've got these other skills. And I started looking at freelancing. And I just took a leap of faith and I left. I started an LLC. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but I figured I would freelance and find out what to do. About that time, you kind of crossed my podcast and I jumped into 6FB and realized I actually had a business. You know, I was just looking at being a contractor here or there, but I actually had a business and something that could grow and be sustainable. So I just say that being the autism mom is what kind of pushed me into entrepreneurship. And that's why you see it in my branding, because I had to make the best decisions for all of my children. And that's just where we landed. So
that's so heartwarming, and all the moms are cheering because that's all we want. You know, all I wanted to do was be able to pay for Addison's little dance lessons in preschool, and I couldn't, you know, and I was like, okay, 6 months when it's time to, you know, the scholarship was done, I'm going to be able to pay for that myself. Like, that's all I wanted when I started, was this little piddly, you know, dance class. And it's like, it really comes down to us moms just wanting, you know, to be able to provide for our kids. It's not to build the $7 million empires. Like, yeah, cool. But like, it just comes down to like us being moms and caring for our families. And I've seen you're now an accelerator, but I've seen you build up to multiple five-figure months in your business so fast. And I now that you've said it the way you said it, it's because you've trusted yourself. It's because you went with your intuition, and you do have that attitude of like, one, I'll figure it out, but two, I'll just get, okay, what, tell me what to do and I'll do it. Like you're very, right. You implement very quickly. You've implemented so fast that sometimes you're like, create that.
Yeah. Yes. And so, there's been many a times where I'm like, okay, I moved too fast on that.
Yeah.
Like I have failed forward in multiple different launches, multiple different things, but I think that's important to recognize and learn from it rather than let it just keep me down. You know, I think that's important.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I'm so proud of you and just watching you. It's so inspiring to see somebody like want more for themselves and their family and go for it. Cause a lot of people want to do that and they don't. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So when it comes to being socially awesome, what we're talking about today, you guys, is how you can show up authentically. Just today on actually office hours, one of the girls was saying, I feel like I'm in the sea of many and there's so much noise and everybody's just pitching their stuff. And I said, you know, that I don't think that's true. I think that that is out there. And now you can say, how do you want to show up and how can you stand out? It's being authentic. So can you talk a little bit about how you didn't have a following and you came on and started posting and you've grown your following almost 100,000 across different platforms. How did you do that? Because everybody wants more people to follow.
I know. Video, short form video, 150%. I was already doing, you know, friend requesting and that organic growth that you get before short form video became a huge thing. But when I started really being consistent in short form video, TikToks, Reels, cross promoting them, cross posting, not double working so that I could, you know, create more volume, that's when it took off. And being vulnerable and authentic in those videos. So not just the trending audio, not just the lip syncing and the dancing, but actually telling my story. Actually showing my own testimony, actually showing my before and afters, whether they were pretty or not, I showed them and people could relate to that. And also being authentic, but being controversial, not just agreeing with everyone, not just agreeing with everyone. You know, I did one of the reels that popped off the best for me ever was going against the grain of health and wellness, because I had a huge testimony of where I started and 100-pound weight loss. But then I put 30 pounds of muscle mass back on, and mostly muscle mass, I'll say, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but you know, I showed me at 150 pounds and me at 180. And I was like, skinny's not always it, y'all. It's about being healthy and being confident. And, there were so many women that could relate to that, because they were like, you know, you hear in the news about being 120 or 140 and most women aren't there, you know? So me being confident enough to say I'm 180 pounds and I look good the way I am, and just coming out and being bold and being authentic and showing that it's okay to lose and feel forward and going, being controversial and not always agreeing with everyone, having an opinion and being bold in it.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it's funny because I forgot who said the quote, can't think of it right now, but it's something like, if you don't stand for anything, no one's going to stand for you.
Yes. Yes.
And so many of us out there are just wired and trained to be good girls and be quiet. I was always told to be quiet. You and I share the gift of gab.
Yes, always told to be quiet.
Like, can you just be quiet? And you know, I'd ask a question and I'm like, but wow, because my brain wants to know why. And my mom's like, we're done with the questions. So, you know, we grow up being told to be quiet and be a good girl. And then suddenly we have this whole like playground to be ourselves and people don't even know what that looks like. So what would you say to those that want to be authentic? They hear what you're saying. Everyone's telling them to be authentic, be vulnerable. How do they actually like figure out their content strategy? Like when they sit down to post or do a video, like, do you just jot down ideas? Do you just go off of what comes naturally to you? How did you kind of get that going?
So I do use the bucket strategy. I have my five pillars, my five buckets, and I start there. And then I will, you know, you really need to think about what are some pain points that we say your avatar, but a lot of times your avatar reflects who you used to be or where you came from. So what are some things that you used to struggle with and get deep in it. Like, it's not always just, I'll use weight loss again, because that was, I'm in the health and wellness. But it's not always about weight loss. Like, I mean, I recently took my kids to Disney World, and, you know, our first trip to Disney World years and years and years ago, at my heaviest, I couldn't even fit in the seat. I couldn't buckle the seatbelt on the airplane. I couldn't zip knee-high boots up. I couldn't get my rings off at night. Like, there was, those are things that women think, people in general think it's just me. Like, why am I the one struggling with this when so many people are struggling with it? People just aren't vulnerable. So sometimes it's really just digging deeper into what are those very small things that either make you upset, or that is a pain point for you or your avatar, and branching from there. If I go from the social media marketing standpoint, when I help people develop their content strategy, if they're building, like I am, with a social media marketing agency, or they're wanting to be a social media agency or a manager or a VA, you know, is it really a problem of, a lot of people will say the pain point is, are you getting more leads in your business? Well, that's not really the pain point, is that they're not getting enough leads. The pain points are, they don't want to cold message their friends and family. They don't want to go make a rapport with strangers. They don't want to do all those hard things because the leads aren't coming in. So what are the actual, like, take your problem and then break it down even deeper, and then make content off that and stand in your opinion. You know, just because some guru said hashtags don't work anymore, does that mean I'm just going to agree? No, I go in, I do the research. I look at my own insights. Are hashtags working for me? If they're working for me, I'm going to rebut him, or I'm going to make my own content that says, you know, what you've heard is a lie. Hashtags are working, and let me show you the proof. Like, you can disagree with people, and that's going to make others follow you. That's going to make people trust you. Agreeing with everyone doesn't usually build the trust factor. Having your own opinion and having your own expertise is what's going to make people build that trust factor, in my
opinion. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I think that it's just real. It's very real. We have opinions, we have beliefs, we have values, we have experiences. So it's just sharing more of yourself. Because I still see people doing a lot of just product posts and business opportunity. Right. And if you don't mix in a bunch of other content, that stuff just seems like tired, you know. And you obviously know how to do this because you're in network marketing as well. So what about this year? What are you going to be focusing on as far as, like, strategies for social media? Are you going to be focusing on more short form? Are you going to be focusing on, you know, creating evergreen in your business, you know, passive residual income through network marketing? What are you going to be most focused on this year?
Oh, I have so many different things going, but my biggest focus this year is to simplify. Because I think it is very easy to especially when you have multiple streams, and I always encourage people to have multiple streams, but it's very easy to get overwhelmed and overcomplicate. So network marketing, I recently moved to a new network marketing company. I didn't feel aligned with my old one anymore. And for anyone that's listening,
kudos to you, by the way. So if
that is okay. Yeah,
it's okay. You got through it, right? Like, you survived.
I got through it. I had a very, very, very successful February, triple promoted. Like, it was awesome. And that's proof that building your personal brand is so important, because so many of those people aligned and joined me. They wanted to be with me and learn from me, because half of them more than half hadn't even tried the product yet. So that is the proof of the pudding of building your personal brand right there, is that if people trust you and they believe you, and they know that you are only serving them, they will join you. So take that, you know, anyone that's listening, take that and go build your personal brand. But I am focused on that. I am focused on building some of those, I hate to use the word passive, but somewhat passive streams. Like I have a subscription. I am incorporating affiliate links into my my own brand. So for my courses and anything that I roll out, people can be an affiliate for me as well. So that will help me with my reach and getting my products out there by utilizing affiliate marketing. Awesome. I am also an affiliate for a lot of companies that I personally use, softwares I use, like different AI technologies I use. I am an affiliate for other, I'm a gold digger influencer. So like any courses or anyone that I strongly believe in or want to share, I'm an affiliate. I look for an affiliate opportunity. And then I'm moving into more into the consulting space in my agency. Ooh, so awesome. I have several agency clients right now that we do done for you services, but I am looking to really build on the consulting aspect because I've learned through this last year that I really enjoy the strategy piece. I really enjoy, and I told you this in Cabo, but like getting the whiteboard out and let's break this customer life cycle down. I want to rip your whole online customer life cycle apart and rebuild it. I want to know how we're going to bring more leads in for you. And what does it look like? What is that almost like, what does that funnel look like? And what is the strategy to get them into the funnel? So that is what I really love. And I want to help other people do the same. I have learned that implementation is not my favorite piece. I would rather strategize and move to that. And I feel empowered to do that because I know that I'm good at strategy and I know that I can build a business there. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
That's really cool. Can I pause on that real quick?
Yeah, pause. So go ahead.
When I am doing any kind of teaching on funnels and stuff like that, and you know, I'm obviously talking to more of a beginner or a self-built entrepreneur where you've worked a lot with like huge franchises. But when I'm like, go on the customer journey yourself, like go see what happens when they see an Instagram reel. Where do they go next? 95% of the time they've not done it. They don't know. And it's so disjointed. And then they're wondering where their next sale comes from. They have no clue. So this is beyond important of getting a strategy in place. We want to look at the whole business, what's working, what isn't. And so who is the right person for you to work with as a consulting client? Would it be somebody who, you know, has a successful business and they're ready to scale? Like who's the perfect person to reach out to you?
Yeah. So typically a 6 or 7 figure earner. A lot of times before you hit that 6-figure market, I'm not saying that it discredits anyone under that mark, but a lot to getting to that 6-figure mark is trial and error and figuring that out. Mm-hmm. So by the time you're at that 6-figure mark, you can usually say, this is what I want. This is what I need. That's not saying you won't pivot from that because I hit 6 figures super quickly. And I have said multiple times since then, I know I don't want to do this. I know I don't want to do this. So you still will have some trial and error, but typically someone that's hit that 6-figure mark, that's looking to scale, even the 7-figure earner, who's like, look, we've been doing this for the last several years and it's got us thus far, but it's not working anymore because we do have to keep up with strategy. It's not, marketing principles will never change. The psychology behind marketing will never change, but the delivery is going to change regularly. So you've got to be ready to re-strategize that. And by having a consultant, typically we would have a contract and we would meet regularly until your strategy is defined and it's working successfully. And then after that, as on needed, as needed. So 3 months, a quarter, every quarter, whatnot, you say, let's revisit this, what's working, what's not, let's debrief, let's do this again. And then every time there's a product launch, service launch, you're going to have to incorporate that in there too. So having someone to work with a team, I recently did a consult at a college that had 18 people in the room between their marketing and their communications team. But those people were in it so much day to day doing this over and over and over that they were missing what they didn't know what they didn't know. So I was able to come in and really bring in some ideas, and I'm going to start working with them.
That's this awesome. Month
to help them develop just that.
Just to have an outside perspective, someone to come in and just shake things up a little bit. We can't keep doing what we did last year. It's just changed and it's just different. So and what about, I do have in my audience, I would love to touch base on this, and we'll include a link below as well, you guys. So that's awesome. 6 and 7 figure earners looking for consulting. You want someone to come in, rip your business apart, put it together, get the strategy in place. Then you can implement. What about somebody who's not at 6 figures yet, or they know that their social is all over the place? Can you share with them this amazing membership club that you have that's just going to save the day for all of my people wandering around social?
Yes. I'm very excited about this. The Socially Awesome subscription, it's $39 a month, but for your audience only, I'm going to offer a 7-day free trial to come in and test it out. If you don't feel like you're going to get $39 worth, then by all means, you know, but I already know that I'm going to over deliver. So I am confident in that, but it's 30 days of personal brand. So this is going to be anyone who is in building that personal brand. So network marketing, coaching, realtors, it could even be a hairdresser. I mean, the only people that I would say this wouldn't qualify for would be like a grocery store, right? They're not building their personal brand. So almost any solopreneur out there. And these are, it's 30 days or however many days are in the month of captions for you. And they are completely customizable. So some of them are fill in the blank for you to insert your services and some information, but they are done. So within, you know, if you took this and you customized it, you would have all of your content done, you know, right there in a matter of 30 minutes. And they all have photo suggestions. So I'll give you a caption and say, my recommendation would be to post a photo of you at your desk or a photo of you holding up the number 3 or whatever that looks like. We do try to mix and match a little bit so you're not selfie after selfie after selfie. So some days it might be a picture of your workspace or your journal. You also will get 10 different Canva templates. So those you can spread those out on certain days of the month, like St. Patrick's Day, we have a fun Canva template, or Valentine's Day, we had a fun Canva template. We also have resized them for your stories. So you can use them on your stories. So that comes with it as well. And a story suggestion with an engagement piece each day. So if today's caption is all about your workspace, you might share something, you know, I'll tell you what to share to your stories, include the poll sticker and asking people, does your workspace look like this? Or do you have a workspace or something to get that engagement on your stories up? Because that's very often where people fall flat, is they put the content out there, but they're not asking for the engagement. And if you're not asking for the engagement, you're not going to get the engagement, which is going to make your content be less and less seen. So for $39, you get 30 days of your content. Your whole entire month could be done as of today.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's your guys' homework is to click the link and go buy that, get that now. Yeah. And if you do have a team or anything like that, like share that with others. And I know everyone wants to see you in action. Where can people find you on social? Where's your favorite platforms?
Facebook is my jam. It is my ultimate platform. It's good to me on my algorithm and my engagement. I am also a TikTok fan. So you can find me on either one. If you want to actually communicate with me and DM back and forth with me, Facebook would be the place to do that. TikTok's, I consider it a reading platform. It's not really, it's not really a platform meant for social. It's more for reach. And yeah, find me on Facebook. Say hey, I'd love to connect with you.
That's awesome. Socially awesome, right?
So socially awesome. Yes.
I love you. Thank you so much for taking time just to share your experience, your story. It's so inspiring. At the end of the day, you inspire me. You inspire those around you. So keep just doing what you're doing. You're fabulous. And y'all go find her, go follow her. If you guys found this helpful, take a screenshot and throw it in your stories. Let us know that you love the episode and tag us, and we'll give you a shout out. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you so much, Elise, for being on.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon. This episode was brought to you by Gold Digger Girl Co., one of the top coaching companies in the world, teaching female entrepreneurs simple systems and online strategies in sales and marketing. If you'd like to find out more about how you can be mentored by me and our coaching team, shoot us an email over at thegolddiggergirl@gmail.com or drop us a DM on Instagram. Whether you're monetizing your personal brand for the first time or scaling to 7 figures like I did, we will find the right program for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and until next time,
Get lit your business and set your soul on fire.